It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone. Good morning to you. It is a Monday once again. And yes, it is my birthday. Thank you very much to everyone who's been tweeting and texting. I've been getting them. It's just that just give me some time to get back to you guys, because there's just really a lot. So thank you very much. But it is time for our first news bit for today. And it is about, the big news over the weekend. It's going to be a happy Father's Day for Kanye West. Yes, it's a little early. Kim Kardashian gave birth to a baby girl on Saturday morning at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. That's according to OMG. They confirm. Kardashian, 32, and West, 36, were side by side as they welcomed their daughter into the world. Well, a hospital source revealed to Us Weekly that Kim got sick the night before and had the baby early, but they're all doing great and amazing. Now, despite reports that their baby was due in July, multiple sources tell OMG the date was always mid-June. And although no name has been announced yet, according to an E! Online source, Kim told friends and family in weeks leading up to the birth that the name will start with a K. How could it not be? With such self-absorbed parents as Kim and Kanye. Now, West and Kardashian, both first-time parents, have been dating since April 2012. On December 30, 2012, West announced that his girlfriend was pregnant during his Atlantic City concert. Now, let's see here. Well, hopefully, Kardashian and West will get a chance to actually spend some time together now that their daughter has arrived. West was in Paris and New York for most of his girl's pregnancy, but at least he made it back in time for the birth. And West, who is gearing up for a tour after he drops his fifth studio album, Yeezus, on June 18, a copy leaked onto the internet last Friday, canceled his appearance at his record release party last night in the U.S., when Kardashian told him she was feeling a little off. Well, the ones that I heard were really ridiculous rumors. They're going to name their kid North, but a Northwest. Kasi Kanye West. Ay, nako. Okay, so there you go. That's the first news bit for today. And of course, we've got more coming up for you. Next hour, we've got celebrity parents who are divorcing. So we'll give you more news on that. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Gikay Barkada. Only here on Manila's hottest, Monts Radio RX 93.1. And since there's a lot of buzz about Wicked, let's play this. Here we go. Let's do this. I like this one. Monster Radio RX 93.1. And there you go, Sarah Bareilles Brave. Okay, we've got our top 10 for today. And you know the rules. The rules are basically whatever we do on my birthday, it will be the same topic for Del's birthday in October and Gino's birthday in December. Okay, so today, I rifled through the different suggestions, and there were quite a few. With choosing actress person's entry. Okay, he said it's an interesting topic. Okay, we are looking for the top 10 Coco Dick tweets. Coco Dick tweets. It's not what you think. It's my childhood nickname. It's what my dad used to call me. Okay, so basically, it's like, what would we tweet as kids? Okay, so we'll do the same thing on Del's birthday, and then we'll do the same thing on Gino's birthday. Like, what would we have tweeted had there been Twitter when we were kids? Okay, and as I also tweeted using at RX931, fine, since it's my birthday, I will allow the look dinosaur kind of entries, okay? So, what would I have tweeted as a kid? You know, I'm not a big fan of birthdays, but okay, fine, we'll do this. We'll have a field day. Although, usually the rule is the one having the birthday cannot handle the top 10, but, you know, since we're a little short today, I will be doing the top 10. But don't worry, fine, I will include even the age entries. whatever. So you can just send them in if you want to join us. Just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include hashtag the morning rush. And also, whoops. Okay, hashtag the morning rush and hashtag Coco Dick tweets. That's COCODICK. TWEETS. Okay, FYI. All right, so here we go. Let's take a quick break and let's just get back with more music and I'll start going through your entries. Here we go. Let's do this.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Wala lang. We just wanted you to hear the music of Glee. Good morning.
I know, right?
Hi. Good morning. Birthday boy.
I know. And I have the Jeje mic on my birthday.
That's been there since Friday. It's just that you weren't here.
Ugh.
Well, you can always transfer to the other side.
No, this is my chair.
Okay, look at who's being all bratty and stuff.
Well, it's supposed to be my birthday. And then I get the Jeje mic.
So, the real question is, what? Have you had your birthday...
What? My birthday what, Gino?
Cake.
Not yet.
Not yet?
It's just 6:38.
Oh, well,
the cakes usually arrive later on.
All right. Uh-oh. Just wanted to ask.
And we're sick.
You know what?
Yeah.
Nagpanik ako ng konti.
What?
Because I kind of felt it this morning.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I just have to shake it off. And then I saw Del's text.
Yeah.
And I was like, buti na lang.
I know.
Oh my God.
And it's really like going around. I mean,
because how sad would it be if you were to board alone on your
I know, birthday? Right?
Tapos you were the one who wanted to not go to work for your birthday.
And I'm still sick.
Actually, that's true.
So, you know.
You know what?
But then, you know, that's my life.
Kahit birthday mo na drama queen ka pa rin.
You know, it wouldn't really be something surprising to be all alone and, you know. Hey, maybe we should...
All alone, parati ka naman may kasama.
Ay, nako. Will you let me do my drama? It's my birthday.
Ay, nako. All right, okay. Well...
Sige, you be the... You decide.
Well, we can do the top 10.
Okay, maybe just, you know, like a...
Just a teaser.
Yeah.
A teaser trailer.
Yes.
Teaser lang, ah.
Okay.
Okay, sige. All right, here we go.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And because it is my birthday,
his 75th.
Like I tweeted on at RX 931.
Yeah.
Cause it, okay, remember what we're doing today, we have to do on Del's birthday and we have to do on your birthday.
Yeah, so it's but we can't do Coco Dick tweets.
No. I mean, we will have pinky tweets and then boom boom tweets.
Oh my God.
What we would tweet as kids, obviously, mine will be all the look dinosaur.
But that doesn't apply to me, kasi.
No, but here's
there was already Twitter during my childhood.
I know, but here's the thing. No, but if you could tweet. Oy, tsaka not your childhood. Oy ka.
Kala ko makalusot.
So obviously, mine would be like the usual look dinosaur. And then Del would be like, look. American. And
American.
Then, and then yours would be, oh, where do we start? Look, hot dog.
Ano hot dog?
Bakit food?
Okay.
So, so
why? Why does it have to be a hot dog?
And how could you come out of the closet when I'm
I
not here?
I did not come out of the closet. I am not even hiding in one.
Ah, so you're really out?
No. Can we stop?
How could you do that when I'm not at work?
All I said was that I will never ever rule out the possibility of
yes.
of that happening. You know
of
why?
What happening?
Of being gay. Because who knows? Like I said, I don't...
What do you mean who knows? You
like,
would.
Like I said, I don't know how it works. I know how that some people like...
Do you want to know?
Well, it depends. No, what, you know, I'm going to tell you what I told Del then.
Okay.
I swear,
I got flooded with tweets.
So did I.
Oh.
The reason why I don't rule it out is because, like I said, I don't know how it works. I don't know, like, if you know it since your childhood or whatever.
Or you wake up one morning and suddenly, boom.
And
boom, boom.
Boom, boom. No, and obviously, like, now... I'm very straight. I mean, in my head.
No, you know. What do you mean in your head?
No, kasi like I said, you don't know when it happens. Okay. Sometimes, palang, what if something triggers it lang pala or whatever.
Ah, okay.
Kumbaga, but now, I don't have
any
thoughts
of... Maybe like a switch is suddenly turned on.
On, exactly. Yeah, it's not like now, if you ask me, I won't, you know, I don't have any thoughts of like wanting to make out with a guy or whatever. But who knows? I just don't want to be caught saying, no, I'll never be, you know, tapos parang 20 years from now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just don't want to be caught in that situation, and I won't even, you know, pretend to understand how it works.
And I was like, how could he do that on the day that I'm not at work? Diba? I mean, you know, usually we plan these things
diba
out.
Diba parang ano, diba? Parang pag nag-uusap kayo ng kaibigan mo about yung crush mo, syempre,
dapat,
hindi naman pag nandun yung crush mo.
dapat wala dun. Oh, sige, I was going, diba, the typical entry for the Coco Dick tweets would be like, look,
a dinosaur. Oh.
But then I realized there's one more kind of entry. Let's start off with LS Dominique.
Okay.
I don't like robots. I prefer Barbie. And
okay, here's an honest question.
What?
Did you have Barbie?
Never.
My Little Pony?
No.
Hello Kitty?
No.
Did you want it?
No. I've always found it boring.
Really?
No, yeah, it's like
pero ngayon na matanda ka na, nag-Hello Kitty ka. My Little Pony.
Kung meron lang Barbie app, why not? Hindi, parang it's so like,
actually, there is a Barbie app. You can dress them up.
Hindi, kasi I saw one of those. Mm. The yung parang yung like, I don't know, those parang
Barbie's
you dress
world.
Them up and everything. Wala lang, parang it's just...
Why do that to Barbie when you can do it to yourself naman?
So corny. And then, here's one more pala.
Mm.
Apparently, it's not just the dinosaur thing. Sentient Joy says, this is true though.
Okay.
I need to get to the core of this jaw lens.
Oh my God.
I really tried it, huh? I really thought there was this solid plastic...
But it's not
thing
pala.
Embedded
into the glass.
And I really wanted it. And I would...
Did you break it?
Yes, so many. And I tried to... I was like, how come nasisira din siya? So
no.
I kept breaking it over and over again, over and over again. I mean, new hole ends.
Right.
And I just wanted to get to that middle part.
But I think even kids during my time would try to get to the core of a jolin.
Get to the core of it.
Yeah. Hole end ba jolin?
Well, there's Holland, there's Jolin. I guess the more
JJ. Kasi in Cebuano kasi it's Jolin.
Kami Holland. Pero if you're a little more judge, then Jolin is also okay. And OMGN says, OMG, that celebrity is so hot. Mas screen cap nga. Ano ba, hindi naman yan as a kid, ngayon yan nangyayari. And also, For Rene Boy says, aha, sarado ang EDSA. Ang daming soldiers.
Aha, sarado. Ang daming soldiers.
But the sad part is, I really was there. When
during,
they closed EDSA.
Oh, wow.
I was in college. high school. Grade school. Ay, hindi pala pwedeng grade school. I was in, ano ba tama?
College.
No, what would I be younger? If I was younger then or if I was older? Younger, syempre.
Oh,
I was in grade school.
Grade school dapat.
And that happened. Uh-huh. And
baka gusto mong sabihin, nasa womb ka pa ng nanay mo.
Hindi naman, hindi naman. That would be lying.
Wow. And you in grade school.
Yeah. And also, si Kuwengtor says, wow, binilhan ako ng tablet. Kailangan ko ngayon ng panulat. Pickaxe. Instead of
like a chisel.
Instead
of
a stylus,
you
use a pickaxe. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Coco Dick tweets. If you're a little mystified, that was my nickname as a kid.
We have to give this disclaimer each and every single time we do the top 10. Because people are going to be like,
what's a
Coco Dick?
Yeah.
Well, that
what
was
exactly
your nickname.
That was my nickname as a child. Comes from Chenong
says.
Pasigan, let's just do this. Because this is, but I don't think we can get older than this.
No.
Wow. Ano yan? Ang sakit sa mata. And ano yung let there be light?
During creation?
Sobra! OA. Niwala pang landmass that I could stand on for me to have seen that. That's the first.
You were just floating around in the vast emptiness of space.
There's no like planets.
Well, at least in the, yeah. That's day one, diba? Let there be light.
Kaya nga inano ko na from the very beginning para it doesn't get older than that. Fine. The top 10 Coco Dick tweets. Just key in RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Coco Dick tweets in all your entries. And we will call Dell next batch.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. We'll have her on the line.
Because she hasn't ever missed a birthday.
Ever. No. But then, you know, she's really sick, I suppose, from me. I passed it on to her the way I suppose Alvin passed it on to me.
You know what? If you guys pass this on to me...
We probably will.
Wow. Comforting.
No, I mean, look, I got it. Del got it. So hopefully you don't get it. But knock on wood. Do you have wood there on your side?
Yes. You can knock on. Always got wood on this side. See, as you can hear it.
Yeah, there it is.
It's there. Hey, and aside from that, we're going to have very special
very
guests.
Very special guests later.
Guests. That's plural.
Yeah.
Coming on over to the show later.
Yes.
We'll tell you who it'll be in just a little bit.
All right.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. And okay, I have to call Dell.
That's right, okay.
Okay, we're calling her. She's sick, but at least she can join us from the house. So that she doesn't have to get up from bed. Ooh, so she'll be in bed.
I know, then we can ask her what she's wearing.
Oh my gosh.
Sige.
That should be the first question. But let her say happy birthday first. And then we'll ask her what she's wearing.
I failed. I'll
call her
first.
Sige. Okay, so anyway, we've got our birthday top 10 for today. The top 10 Coco Dick tweets. You have to say it Coco Dick, ha? Don't say Coco Dick. It has to be like Coco Dick.
The phone is ringing.
Okay. Let's see.
Hello?
Oh.
Pinagsakan tayo?
Kasi baka.
Ay, baka. Maybe we called that a bad time.
No. Kasi baka hindi siya yung sasagot ng phone.
I don't know. Wait, let's see.
Call her again.
Okay. Let's see.
Ayan, let's see.
Hello?
Hello,
good morning.
Hello,
good morning.
Yes?
Is this Delamar?
Can we speak to Delamar, please?
Can we speak with Delamar, please? Did we get the right address?
Who's this gay guy on?
This is...
Oh, wait a minute.
This is Bong from NSA.
Wait, is this the gayest show on radio calling me?
Is this the American...
Embassy?
Chubacharva.
Come here. Cooper, you say good morning to DJ Chico. Say good morning. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
He's just smiling.
Hey, Scoopy.
He doesn't get it.
Say good morning to us.
Chico, come here. Scoopster. Come here, say good morning. Come here. That's a good pineapple. That's a pineapple. You say good morning. You say good morning.
Good morning, Scoopster.
So wait, Del.
Good morning.
Wala, she's with Cooper.
It's Chico.
Oh, hello, Scoops.
He said that's Chico.
Yeah. Okay, so we were supposed to ask you what you're wearing.
Oh, naman.
Naked as the day I was born.
Good lordy, woman.
It's your birthday, but she's the one in her birthday suit.
Cover up. Oh, nga,
no? No, it's my house and I can do whatever I want.
Oh my gosh, are you really naked?
No. Okay. You jerk.
It's gonna be so weird.
That would be
Even if we're just talking to you on the phone, knowing that you're naked, like, that would be
so... Oh my gosh, let's do that.
No,
it's
I'm
a
not
first.
Naked.
Sige na, it's my birthday. That's my birthday wish. You be naked while you're on the air.
Oh my God.
You're such a pervert. Grow up. You're almost out of your 70s.
Wow. No. Sige na. Para we can parang bucket list. Parang you've gone on air naked.
Yeah, okay, wait. Come here. You want to join the show. Who are you looking for?
Binulong.
Oh,
binulong.
I know,
Nikodigo.
Right?
Oh, hello? Are you still there?
So what are we doing today?
Okay, we are doing what I would tweet if I were a kid.
Oh, if Twitter had been even invented.
Exactly.
No, basically, Coco Dick Tweets.
Yeah, that's a hashtag, Coco Dick Tweets. So on your birthday, it will be Pinky Tweets, and on Gino's birthday, it'll be Boom Boom Tweets.
Mm-mm.
But by then, I would be out.
It's okay. We'll still have fun at your expense.
Yep.
I guess he'll call me too, huh?
Yes, we shall.
Or maybe we won't let you know na lang.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a better option.
Kaya sabi ko nga, I was tweeting earlier na parang, obviously, it's going to be one of those look dinosaur kind of entries. Mm. Tapos, syempre, pag Pinky tweets na, mga puro, look American.
I think I'm getting sicker, guys. I'll talk to you.
Me love
I get
white
better.
Man.
Yeah, diba?
Santa Claus is hot.
Ay, nako. All right, so the top 10 Coco Dick tweets. So let's start off with I am Mrs. Bond. My friends are so Tagal. At Jose Rizal, at Marcelo Del Pilar, where na you? At talagang kikay kami.
Okay, where na you?
It's a little...
But they are, you know, sort of in the same league as you are because they were saucy.
They were.
Eh, diba?
Actually, at the other side, sila Andres Bonifacio yung... They're from the common people.
Diba? Whereas Jose Rizal is actually
supposedly,
like...
Supposedly, kasi he's Ateneo. Eh,
yeah.
And back then, they had to spend so much to go to school.
They did. Exactly. And remember, Jose Rizal like kept going to like Europe and, you know.
Yeah, what a saucy diba? Kid, that saucy guy. Kid.
Manvale says, Papa bought me a brand new Game Boy. I'm gonna be the coolest guy ever. Ito yung nakakatawa dyan. Diba, it's supposed to be like parang, wow, bata pa si Chico nung Game Boy.
Wala pa.
Wala pang Game Boy.
Yeah, because when I was a kid, that's when the Game Boy came out. So I was like,
that's the sad thing about this entry.
Make sense.
They tried to go far back, but not far enough.
Not far enough. For them, it's far back.
I know.
Wait,
right?
when was Game Boy invented?
I was an adult already.
Early 90s.
Oh, we were already working.
During my birthday.
No, no. No, during I was still in high school.
Oh, early 90s.
Mm.
Ay, hindi,
I was still in high
na.
School. I was so young. I was a young thing.
Oh, wow. Talagang tinanggal mo yung pretty, ano? Yung pagka-pretty young thing.
young thing lang.
I was a young thing.
I was a young thing. I never said I was pretty. I knew facts.
Eh, kasi yun yung ano pa eh, diba? Very, ano ka pa? Lesbionic beauty.
You're such an ace.
Wow!
It's his birthday. You
it's
can't really
birthday.
Do anything about
asaka,
it.
At diba, like yeah, talagang yung pixie cut. Alam mo ba yan, pumasok ko isang one time.
Hmm.
Naka-pixie cut!
Oh.
Si Del!
And then?
I mean, we were like, what the heck? As if she looked like a boy.
Oh.
Well, actually, it looked like a boy trying to be a tomboy.
Yeah.
I think it's a weirdo.
Yeah, I've seen the photos.
Tapos naka-blah-blah shoes siya. You know those blah-blah shoes?
What's a blah-blah shoe?
No, those are not blah-blah shoes. Hey, those were...
Thick, black, chunky shoes.
No, they were Mary Jane's, you jerk.
Mary Jane's ba yun?
Tapos
nagsuot siya ng red... Ruby red slippers. Parang what? Very, very Dorothy. Like ruby red shoes.
Yeah.
Tapos sabi nung jock on board at the time,
hmm.
Si Mike Gomez, sabi niya, oh my God, Del, those are so passe. Remember that? On air, ha? On
wow.
air. Sabi niya, wow, red shoes. Those are so passe.
I know. Even back then, all the jocks were mean.
Nothing much has changed.
Yeah, nothing has changed.
We ended up hosting his wedding, though. And then Sico Wengter says, tweet ko daw, hanging out with Lolo Adam and Lola Eve. At least, thank you.
Lolo Adam.
Lolo Adam and Lola Eve.
At least naging lolo mo sila.
At least ginawa
mo sila chums na si hanging out with Kumare and Kumpare.
Kumare Eve and Kumparing Adam.
Or Eve and Steve. Adam and Steve.
Ay, nako. Kiko Monster says, one day, sisikat din ako at magiging tanyag na beauty queeste disc jockey.
Lumamas yung katotohanan.
Chenong says, ay, Barbie, ayoko nito. Sana G.I. Joe na lang.
Pogi eh. Tapos tatanggalin ko yung shirt.
And the top Coco Dick tweets comes from Aya.
Aya says,
I finally rode on a pterodactyl. Yay. Hashtag YOLO.
That's awful.
That is awful.
Why is everybody talking about your
talaga.
Age.
Actually, inano ko na nga eh. I got it out of the way. The earliest possible tweet. Kanina. Sabi ni Chenong, nakakasilaw. Ang sakit sa mata. And what's that... let there be light.
I heard that. Diba? And I heard that.
It doesn't get
that.
Earlier than that. Wala na. So, okay.
Well, yeah. Even wala before na. Primordial soup kasi, no?
No, primordial
soup. That's even before
na,
diba?
Yeah. So,
primordial soup. You know, can I just say that, Gino, you're gonna have to brace yourself because this is a mean bug.
I know. I was telling Chico nga na parang I'm...
He almost thought that he was
because I
get
felt off this morning. And then when I saw your text, I felt better. Knowing that you were sick. Knowing that you were sick, I felt better.
Tapos sabi niya, can you imagine how horrible it would be if sabay kami ni Del na absent kasi para kaming may sakit and you'll have to do your birthday show
on your own.
So sabi ko, what else is new?
Ay,
diba? Talagang nakaano.
Such a drama queen, Del.
What? I'm just saying, diba? Parang, you know, this is nothing new to me, diba?
Ay, nako. Alright, well, did you wrap it up na?
Yes, I think.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. Okay. So the top 10 Coco Dick tweets. It has to be Coco Dick, ha? Please. Don't put an American accent, even if you're Delamar.
Coco Dick.
Yeah, ganon. Coco Dick.
Just Coco.
No, don't. Don't say it like that.
Coco.
Why?
No, it doesn't
it's
sound good.
It's still a name.
Well, it is Delamar you're talking
yeah,
to.
Yeah,
so go
a
ahead,
name.
Delamar, say it.
A Coco Schlong.
Oh my God.
Lakas na loob.
Kasi wala sa puto. Akala mo hindi ka pwedeng suspender.
Akala mo hindi ka mawala na trabaho ka? Dahil nasa bahay ka?
You're still on air.
I said no bad thing. I did not say any bad thing.
We were kind of hoping when we called you na iba yung sasagot.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Why are you calling at this hour?
Because we'll say, can we speak with Delamar, please?
She's indisposed as
no,
the moment.
No, more like when you call my house. Ring, ring. Hello.
Hello.
Ma'am.
Hello.
Nasaraja daw.
Diba? That's what
they're gonna
do. Put the phone down on us earlier?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Somebody answered the phone and put it down.
Yeah. So weird.
No, because I think this is what happened because I was already tuned in through my phone.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Oh, okay.
But there's a delay.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, okay.
There's
yeah,
like a,
so I and I couldn't
second.
Understand why you guys were saying that I didn't that it's ringing, but I just answered the phone.
Oh.
Something about the time. It's really weird.
Anong bang time zone na dyan?
Oh, shut up. I'm just
my daylight savings ba dyan?
Huh?
May daylight savings ba dyan?
Ano yan? Diba dyan sa inyo may mga Eastern Standard
Time.
Mga ganyan,
I'm in the
Pacific
Philippines,
time.
You jerk.
Kasi sa atin, okay. Pacific, ano ba tayo? Pacific Standard?
Pacific Standard.
Basta alam ko, GMT plus 8 tayo.
You're in the Philippines, pero anong territory ba yan?
Go into the
okay,
show.
Fine.
Hey, did you tell them there's a special, I can't believe I'm missing
I
it.
Know,
yes.
Right? The timing.
I mean, I know the timing. It's your birthday, and then we
ako
have
naman,
a
when I got
guest.
Sick, when I got sick, na time pa dun sa time na mag out si Gino Boy.
Ano ba? Ito na naman tayo.
Wrap it up. Okay, the top 10 Coco Dick tweets. Key in RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Coco Dick tweets, and we'll call Del again later.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And here we go. We've got the top 10 for today.
All right. Can we just say hi to Jem Lafortez?
Hello, Jem. Good morning.
He's just wishing you a happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Jem.
All right. And for those of you guys who are wondering who our special guests will be.
Yes.
Like we did say earlier, we will have guests
plural.
On the show.
Yeah.
So, if you follow her on Twitter, you would have already seen her tweet about it last night.
Yeah.
So we're going to have Dr. Vicky Bello.
Wow.
And Diana Meneses joining us
on the show
today.
Both of them in the
both
RX
of them.
Booth.
Yeah. So they're just going to drop by, you know, say hi. We're going to talk a little bit. And then, so that's happening a little bit later on.
Yes.
Of course, aside from that, we are celebrating your birthday.
Yay.
All right.
Oh, and can we also say happy birthday to Shivana and to Acer, to Rainer, and there were a couple of other people. I'm so sorry. It's just that I'm a little deluged with a
birthday tweet too.
But there were about five people who are celebrating their birthdays today.
So yeah happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And while we're at it, Jem was just like, yeah, June birthdays rock. Because
he's also June. Also, so. And that's the thing. Can I just thank everybody? Because I don't know if I will be successful in saying thank you to everybody personally. Mm-hmm. But to everyone who's been tweeting, who's been texting, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, kasi like on a normal day, hindi ka na nagre-reply, paano pa kaya kung birthday mo? Diba?
Yes, I know. No, but I'm really trying. Oh, and to Chef Bruce Lim, thank you. He greeted. Cool. He said, happy birthday. Nice seeing you again.
All right. You know what? People are just saying na parang, you know, we got Del on the phone naman earlier. Yeah. Maybe we can have someone else on the phone also.
Let's just call Delmar.
Isn't this like a, no? Isn't this a momentous occasion?
Let's just call Delmar. Puyat. So, tawagan natin si ano. Tawagan natin si Del. Sana iba yung sumagot.
I know, right?
Hello?
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 Hi, may we talk to Delamar, please?
We are not DJs.
We are not DJs from an FM radio station.
Yeah, but even Cooper can do it.
I know. Even Cooper said, that's
Say
Chico.
Say happy. That's Dada. No, that's not
Dada. Where's Dada?
Oh, where's Dada Cooper?
Where's Dada Cooper?
No, they says that you are Dada. You guys are on the phone.
Maybe it's the accent.
I think it's the accent. It's just, you know, it's unmistakably the accent, for sure. All right, let's do the top 10.
All right, we've got the top 10 for you guys.
I wait, Del.
Yes.
Can you help me convince Chico na ano naman?
No.
Dapat kasi.
No.
Since we have you on the phone.
Ano na?
Since we have you on the phone, dapat at least next hour, kahit for a couple of minutes lang, or kahit nga seconds lang eh, kahit hello nga lang eh, we should have baby whale naman
Ay,
daw.
Ay, nako.
Dami nagre-request eh.
Marami ba?
Whatever.
What do you think?
No, she thinks not.
I think it's a ratings coup.
I think ano eh.
Wag na kasi.
I think it's a good idea.
No. Leave it.
All right, fine.
And, we've got our top 10, which we will do later on in October and in December, the top 10 Coco Dick tweets. But of course, it'll be different names.
Because Coco Dick is your childhood nickname.
Yes. So let's start off with Cinco Engtor. I just saw this cute girl. Ang ganda. Nang high heels niya.
A foreshadowing of things to come.
Kuya Maui says, to General Emilio Aguinaldo, nakahanda na ang lahat ng kawal natin. Anumang oras, pwede na nating ihanda ang atake.
Nox! Katipunero ka pala.
Katipunero, no? Si Coenter says,
pero parang ikaw yung stylists ng katipunero. Bago sila lumaban sa gera, aayusin mo yung mga kamis sa chino nila.
Diba?
Yung parang, ay, medyo itabingi mo ng konti yung hat mo.
Para medyo,
your jungle bolo doesn't go with your outfit. Camo is so cool.
Wala pang camo noong time na yun.
Wala pa ba?
Si Coenter says, ang lamig ng panahon ngayon, hashtag Ice Age.
Ice age
talaga.
It went back that far.
Well, you kind of look like Scrat.
That is actually true.
You know who they're saying now after parang mas gusto ko yung Jeremy Renner before. Alam mo now the celebrity they're all saying that they remind me of
Steve
me.
Buscemi?
No. What? Si ano, si Zod.
No, you don't look like Zod. He's too much of a his face is too manly.
Who's Zod?
From Superman.
Superman.
You haven't seen it?
No, I've been sick, diba?
Oh,
siya yung kalaban ni ano, General Happy.
General Zod. Happy Zod.
OMG, and says, I hate at Pinky and at Boom Boom. Nagbigay sila ng clues about my crush.
Had we been in the same hello during your childhood.
Oh, whatever.
I wasn't even conceived yet.
Ever.
It's true. Notice, actually, notice how true. He trails off.
Nagko-compute ako.
Yeah, he was doing the math and he figured tama daw.
Kiko Monster says, kasha na kaya tong baon ko pambili ng manika? Este, comics. Comics pala. Pero in fairness, I really did buy comic books.
Yeah. Diba, you were always like an X-Men
always,
fan.
Always, always. And Mashed Plutonium says,
X-Men fan.
Mash Plutonium says, paano ba ako makakapag-tweet gamit ang papyrus?
Oh.
Gamit ang what?
Papyrus.
Papyrus.
Oh, papyrus.
Yeah. Well, you can't really. Kylie Gayahan mo says, bakit kaya ganito ang pinangalan sa akin? Coco Dick. Siguro mahilig ako sa Coco.
Sa coconut. Sa coconut.
Pwedeng Coco, parang chocolate
exactly.
Or Coco, as in coconut.
Yeah.
Nyog, di ba? Mahilig sa nyog. And Aya says...
That's obviously the last part of your nickname comes from
Frederick.
Your...
Yeah. Comes from what?
Frederick.
Frederick.
Oh, yeah. Frederick.
Kasi mahilig siya sa pangalan niya.
Oh, Frederick. Aya says, oh crap. Hindi pa tuyo yung manicure ko. Inuutosan na kami ng King of Egypt to carry these stone blocks.
You were a slave.
If you are a slave, you will not have time for a manicure.
Actually, that's true.
There would be no need for it.
No need for
well,
it.
Well, may downtime naman sila.
Ah, sa bagay. Pero talagang manicure. Imbis na magpahinga ka.
Oh, man, man.
Your life is in the...
Give me my phone.
We can hear you, Del, even if you call.
We can still hear you. Give me my phone.
Dinig na dinig
kaya. Give me my phone.
Dinig na dinig kaya.
Gusto ko yung tinry niya pang i-muffle. Eh.
Minuffle mo pa, dinig na dinig naman.
Ay, nako.
Oh, there, I hear the delay.
Yeah, do you hear it?
Oh, it's yeah.
Really, yeah.
That was us? It's weird.
Yeah, that's you guys. That's why I can't really do much except sit on the couch and wait for your call.
No, why don't
it's
you...
Like, it's like dating a guy.
Ay.
Ay. You're calling the wrong show.
Ang weird.
Oh, it's so weird, right?
No, but you're tuned in via live streaming?
No, I'm tuned in via a radio app.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that still depends
I
on the internet.
So.
I see.
Kuya Maui says, asan na kaya, saan ko kaya binaon yung kayamanan ni Yamashita? Nakalimutan ko na yun.
Kung san-san kasi binabaon, yan.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Wala mo. Problema
tapos
sa'yo
hindi
eh.
Mo inaano.
Hindi mo inaatupag kung nasa mo binabaon.
Ay, whatever.
How irresponsible.
Trashy says, at Pinky, ang tagal naman ng reply mo sa sulat ko, siguro may nakabaril nung kalapate. Yung dati, ay, tinatali mo sa paano kalapate yung ano.
Or a raven.
Raven?
Yeah.
They don't
use... Game of Thrones.
They use ravens?
Yeah,
they were using
for Game
ravens.
Of Thrones.
I suppose, because they didn't have pigeons at the time.
Right.
And they're good with cold weather.
Ravens?
Ravens?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mashed Plutonium.
A bird good in cold weather. Wow.
Hindi ba sila nanliliit? Na parang kasi nalamig sila.
Hindi naman.
They shiver.
Hindi naman. Feeling ko okay lang.
Okay. So they stand firm.
Yes.
Despite the cold weather.
Sigko Engtor says, wow, nakapulot ako ng piso. Time to buy a burger, soft drinks, candy, pizza, at may panlibre pa ako sa mga barkada. Ang sama na ugali.
Wait, during grade school, how much was your baon?
I think 50 centavos a day.
50 centavos?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow. 50 centavos a day.
Actually, it was worth one soft drinks lang.
Yun na yung baon mo?
Yeah. Kasi I had baon eh. So I wasn't allowed to buy like candy or stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I just have that parang for one soft drinks.
So 50 centavos was one soft drink?
Well, yeah, that was one. Yun yung the small bottle. If you wanted the big bottle.
Wait, like, how old were you then? Like grade 1, grade 2, grade 3?
Yeah, mga the early grades.
The early grades? Grade 1, grade
2. May soft drinks na ba nun?
Ay.
Oh my God.
Hindi. I remember. Pag yung ano, it depends on the ano. Like if it's Royal.
Mm.
And Sprite, it's 50. If it's like Coke, it's 75. I didn't know why it was actually more expensive.
Maybe because it was the one that people wanted to drink.
Maybe.
Feeling ko kasi kaka-discover pa lang.
Shut up. And even then, ha, like, it was weird. 50 parang was like the standard. 50 centavos was also like the price of a slice of pizza. And it's also the price of the soft drinks.
Oh, wow.
My baon before was 2.50.
I know, but you were...
A day.
Yeah, a day. I said there were five kids, and I remember my dad would give us 10 peso bills to my sister, and then come recess, we have to go to her classroom to get all our baon.
Wow.
But that's, that's also parang for snacks lang, not for food.
I don't remember, actually.
Kasi parang ang lit naman nun if... I don't think you can buy like
ako
a meal
50
for
pesos.
That.
Yung una kong baon na naalala.
Ever? A day?
50 pesos?
A day?
A day, yeah.
OA, ah.
Why? During that time, it was enough.
Ugh.
Grabe. Either you were a saucy kid.
No, I wasn't. I would always like run out of money.
Well, that doesn't mean
you're gastador kasi, yeah.
No. Yeah, if you, kasi biler ka ng billiards.
Hello, grade school pa lang ako nito.
Malay namin.
Nagbibillards ako high school. College.
Hule.
College.
Alam mo, I hope your parents are listening.
I know.
And,
right.
And they know exactly.
They know it naman.
They know naman that I played billiards.
That's why they spanked him. They made you kneel in munggo or something.
No, that was during grade school.
Ah, okay.
High school, more of verbal na lang.
Okay. JM Terrado says, uy, ang dami kong classmates na white guys dito sa LSGH. Feeling ko yung friend ko would love these guys.
Tagging at Pinky.
Pero sa totoo, we had a lot of...
Diba LaSalle was known as the...
Yeah, we had so many classmates.
Classmates.
Kita mo, no? Tumatambay lang sa may Green Hills area si Del.
Si Del, no?
Bilang, never did.
And the top, Coco Dick Tweets comes from El John.
Aljon says.
Okay. Diba my favorite is Dragon Vale.
Mm.
Tapos recently, ang favorite ko talagang game, yung Jurassic Park Builder.
Yeah.
So, given that those are two of my favorite apps now, Aljon says, ito yung tweet ko, playing Dragon Vale at Jurassic Park. Two apps. Pero hindi yung app. I was at Jurassic Park.
At Jurassic
with
Park.
All the dinosaurs.
Minus the park.
Minus the park. At saka hindi yun yung from Amber. As when they were roaming around. Alright, so the top 10 Coco Dick tweets. Remember, it's Coco Dick, huh? Don't put an accent.
That's his nickname.
Yes.
That was his nickname. Now it's just...
Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299.
It's just a preference.
Lakas ng loob ni Del kung wala siyang microphone,
alam mo,
no?
Alam mo, akala niya talaga, because she's at home, she doesn't have to, like...
Adhere to the, ano... To
watch
the...
what she says.
What did I say? I just said preference.
No, you're too brave.
I'm too brave?
Oh.
I don't know, maybe.
Tingnan natin,
ha? Well, she does have a fever. She's not really thinking straight.
Humanda ka sa October 14.
I will be, I will still be groggy with epidural at the
good.
Time.
Good, that's so the way we want it.
Yeah, you could get away with so many things.
Oh, ano?
Diba?
We have to do a phone patch again.
I know.
When she's all groggy and we can ask her whatever questions
oh
we
my
want
gosh.
And she'll probably answer it.
Tas alam natin na because she's already like under...
Sabihin natin sa doktor niya na saksakan na rin siya ng truth serum.
Truth serum. And we'll make her say all these things on air.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Okay. That would be cool. Sige, that's a plan. All right, so the top 10 for today, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Kokodik Tweets.
Can we just say hello to Heckler Forever? He's just greeting you, saying happy, happy birthday to trending Twitter phenom.
Wow.
Can I just say thank you? Turns out I was nominated for the
yes,
TAT Awards.
You are. So,
wait, how do you win that?
I think they have to vote as well, so please vote.
Yeah, but you have to tell everybody how to do it.
I know. You vote. How to vote. Ah, okay. You just go to tatawards2013.com. Tatawards2013.com. It's there. Just please vote for me.
Mm. Yeah, vote for Chico.
So thank you.
Okay.
Nice birthday gift.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for our second news bit for today. All right. Earlier, we gave you news on Kim Kardashian, but now since it's the third hour on a Monday, it is box office news. Man of Steel leapt over box office expectations in a single weekend. The Warner Brothers superhero film earned $113 million in its opening weekend at the box office. And the retelling of Superman's backstory earned an additional $12 million from Thursday screenings, bringing its U.S. total to $125 million.
Wow.
This is a huge opening. Man of Steel, which stars Henry Cavill as Superman, and Amy Adams as Lois Lane, also nabbed the record for June's biggest opening ever. And it took it away from Toy Story 3, which banked $110.3 million when it opened in 2010. Now, Sony's This Is The End debuted in second place with 20.5. What a distant second.
I know.
The comedy starring Seth Rogen, James Franco, and Jonah Hill. Same people over and over
again. It's parang abarkada.
I know. As versions of themselves trapped in a mansion during the apocalypse, opened Wednesday, earning a U.S. total of $32.8 million. But although that's pretty low
compared to Superman,
the film cost just $32 million to produce.
So within the first week,
within the first day.
Oh, within the first day.
Yeah. Within the first day, they've already recouped.
They've already recuperated like all the losses that they made from making the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, in its third weekend at the box office, the Lionsgate illusionist heist film Now You See Me fleeced $10.3 million in third place, bringing its U.S. haul to $80 million. Universal's Fast and Furious 6 arrived in fourth place with $9.4 million, while the studio's invasion horror film The Purge, starring Ethan Hawke, scared up $8.2 million in the fifth spot.
Nice.
So not bad, because a lot of people were like, there seems to be like a curse with the Superman
thing. Superman franchise, yeah.
And it wasn't really doing a lot of good business. Did you know that the Brandon Routh version opened about just $50
million? Wow, really?
That was very disappointing.
For a Superman movie, and I'm sure that, you know, it costs a lot more than that just to make it.
So suffice it to say, this will earn it at least a sequel.
Yeah.
Because at
better yet, Justice League.
You know, they were saying that they showed the Wayne Enterprises logo in the
movie. I saw LexCorp.
Oh no, but that's a given.
Yeah,
you know,
but I didn't see the Wayne Enterprises thing.
I read on Facebook somebody was saying, "Did you see, guys?"
I'm gonna try to look for it.
The Wayne Enterprises.
But that was always
logo.
The buzz around it.
Just the logo, ah.
If Christopher Nolan were to direct Justice League, if he said yes to it, that Christian Bale would come back as Batman.
I guess they
did. Because supposedly it's his last Batman.
Yes.
Eh.
I think they put it there, but not too obvious.
Yeah, just so it's parang
para just
it's like
in
an Easter
case
egg.
Matuloy,
yeah.
Then it's there.
Yeah.
Pero kung hindi matuloy,
okay lang.
And plus,
you know,
they exist in the same universe.
But not in the
anyway.
Same city though. Because Metropolis
city.
Si Batman, si Superman.
Yeah,
whereas
but remember,
Batman is Gotham.
Wayne Enterprises is like a corporation. You would see that in maybe like, I don't know, a truck or because
I
don't
guess
know
that's true.
How they showed it.
I'm going to try to look for it online.
Because it could be anywhere. It could be on a t-shirt. It could be on a...
That's true.
Right? But that would be so cool.
All right.
Because I was just watching Avengers over the weekend. So I was really thinking, please let there be Justice League.
I really hope so.
Please.
I think it'll be a great contrast.
Tapos a darker version.
Yeah, because it's Christopher Nolan compared to, you know...
And they're already doing the Avengers na fun and...
Yeah.
Ha-ha type
light
of thing.
And... Yeah.
So let's do a dark Justice League, right? All right. The top... I mean, that's...
Oh my God, imagine, no? Ryan Reynolds, Henry Cavill, Christian Bale... I mean, those are the DC characters that have movies already.
Parang mas gwaping yung Justice League.
Oh, oh.
More than Avengers.
Diba?
Diba? Wow. Okay.
Okay, go in then.
Diba? Let's do it.
Go
Let's
in
do
in.
It. All right, and but I would be so excited to see who will eventually become Wonder Woman.
Actually,
they
that's
cannot
true.
Do Justice League without
Wonder Woman.
Impossible. You can.
Because the Green Arrow, it's more of like a Hawkeye.
It's a crime.
Yeah.
Let them get the TV guys.
I hope they do. But usually, because they never really like.
I know.
Get the TV people to do the movies also. But hopefully they do.
Sana they do. Tapos ano rin, no? Si Jeremy Renner din ang kinuha nila. Hawkeye.
Awkward.
Basta. Or si ano?
Awkward.
Awkward. Or si ano?
Si Orlando Bloom
para Legolas na rin. Tapos mahaba din ang buhok. Okay, so there you
well,
go.
Well, he is blonde.
Yeah, he is.
And he kind of does fit the bill for Oliver Queen.
Maglagay na lang siya ng bigote. Kasi
yeah.
May bigote si Oliver
kasi
Queen.
Kasi may bigote dapat siya.
Oo, yung douchey, douchey bigote.
How weird would diba? That be if they had Hawkeye there?
And dapat hot si Black Canary.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's she's like the parang the Romanoff, Natasha
the
Romanoff,
Natasha Romanoff
character. All right, so just stick around. Let's see if we can have one more news update later on. But for now, you are still on the Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest Monster Radio RX 93.1.
How could we forget about the Flash?
Of course, another problematic character.
Yeah,
they haven't had any TV show movie that actually succeeded. I'd like to see them.
It's weird because I think we have. I mean, with the technology that we have now, I think we'd be able to make a pretty good Flash movie.
Dati kasi nakakatawa eh. Yung the way they'd make him look fast.
Yung parang may mga like, shadow.
Medyo pathetic.
Yung marami sila.
Yung marami sila.
Mga lima silang tumatakbo.
Tapos nakakatawa kasi the mask, it's supposed to be very thin, right?
Yeah.
Yun, iba mukhang helmet. Yung kapal-kapal. Yung mukhang styrofoam.
But they really
talaga
should come up with a Flash movie.
They should.
Who would make a good Flash though?
Wow.
Because parang naisip ko dapat Ryan Reynolds would have been an okay
Flash.
Look
at the new ones. Look at Thor. Who would have thought that it would be Chris Hemsworth?
Oh, I guess that's true. Diba? Well, get only a new, time will tell.
Get a new guy. That's what I say. And even Superman. Who would have thought that it would be Henry
Cavill? Yeah.
So I think it should be a new guy.
I guess that's true. All right.
All right. There you go.
And can we just read this one tweet from Tyrant1R, who goes, the last time I was listening to The Morning Rush, it was with my mom, and the topic was booby names. And now, she's with me again.
And you're still talking
and
about
still
boobs.
Talking about it.
Why? It's such a natural thing to talk about.
And I'm just getting a lot of tweets applying for the
massager
position.
The boob massager.
Just in case daw kailangan. That was from the girls naman, a lot of them were like, if you want to, parang if anybody needs fat though.
You know what you should do? We should put up a business. Ikaw na yung taga-massage. Oh. Ako yung the business part. Tapos ano natin is
now, I'll take care of the business.
Tapos ano natin massage delivery. De-deliver namin yung massage sa bahay nyo.
Susuportahan namin kayo kung ano kailangan.
De-deliver namin anytime, any day yung massage sa house ninyo. Diba?
Kaya ba? Deep na. This is your service to humanity,
sa akin,
Gino.
Sa
charity.
Kanya, libre
charity.
A charitable word.
Because I'm a charitable person.
Oh. I knew it. I saw your move. Doesn't he have the most angelic face?
Pero the most demonic. The most angelic face but the most demonic intention.
So in fairness, ang mahal-mahal nito ang mommy niya. Right? Oh. I wish my son would tell that.
Don't,
do you
know
Quark,
let her
guys?
Hear that. Don't let her hear that. I'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah. All right. So, Gina Boy and his favorite hobby will be back in a bit.
In just a little bit.
In a little bit.
Your Kikay Barkada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Can I just... okay, I think we need to call Del.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we shall call Delamar for our final top 10 for today. And, okay, let's see if she's still up. She might have fallen asleep.
She might have passed out already.
Okay, okay. Let's see if we can get in touch
Hello,
with her.
Good morning.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Si Delamar.
Si Delamar po.
Andyan po.
Sige, pwedeng pakausap.
Okay, wait lang po.
Sige lang. Take your time.
Or sana si Cooper.
Sana pala sinabi natin. Si, ano?
Si... Hi! Okay.
Pwedeng makausap si,
Let's see. Sino natulog pa, na yata
or dapat kahit tinanong natin, sino pang nandyan sa bahay?
Oo nga. Bad. Okay, let's see, let's see.
Hey, can we just say happy, belated happy birthday to Katrina Ramos. That's coming from Chennong. Belated happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And thank you to everybody. I mean, I will try the moment I get home to try and get in touch. And thank you to so many people like Abby. Thank you to Abby, to Luis,
cool.
To Dalekins, to Roda. Thank you, Roda. Naughty, naughty boy. And also to everybody who's been just tweeting. Thank you. Thank you very much. I will try to get back to you guys.
Simula baka nasa banyo si Del.
Oo nga eh. Simula na kaya natin. Okay, let's start off with
Wait, since
Maximo.
It is your birthday.
Yeah.
I think it's only right that we have to play this.
Ah. Okay, okay. Sige.
Birthday song. Wala kasi tayo ng happy birthday.
Oo nga eh. Maximo says, wow, ang sarap ng ulam namin ngayon. Adobong brontosaurus at tinolang pterodactyl.
Parang the crudes lang.
Di ba?
Ow. Hello?
Hello. Oh, there.
Yeah.
Did you go back to sleep?
No, no. I'm getting worse.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, we got sidelined with boobs.
I know. I saw it. I mean,
what,
I,
you saw
why?
It?
No, I didn't see your boobs. I saw all the tweets. I should have been there.
I know, because you couldn't have related to it the most.
Ay, nako. Why am I not there? Why?
Ay, nako. All right, and, well, at least you're here.
Did you ask some controversial questions?
Off air.
Off air. I guess you can say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
And there's like 6 pints of ice cream in the booth.
Oh, why?
Yeah. Yeah. And none of them go to you.
What?
None of them go to you. You're absent.
Saka you're not feeling well, eh.
So sorry.
So here, so final batch here.
Okay.
Mashed Plutonium says, these are the Kokodik tweets. Mom just bought me new abacus and it's pink. Eat your hearts out, bitches.
Spoken pink like abacus? A true girly nerd.
Diba? Fishmark says, at Pepe Rizal, pinayagan ako ni Mama na sumama sa'yo sa Spain.
Knox.
Knox. Jagger G says, dapat daw nasa Japan ako as a kid.
Okay.
Tapos sasabihin ko, ay, ang cute naman ng pusa. Hello, Kitty.
Na-invento na. Ikaw pala na-invento
na. Na-invento na siya. Wait. Sentient Joy says, first time in Boracay. Wow, Virgin Island. Just the beach, sky, and water.
Wow.
Walang resort.
But
walang...
that could... Actually, pwede mo pang abutan yun.
My sister.
Kasi 70s yun, di ba?
When my sister got married, 80s, they went there. Wala pa talagang, as in no electricity.
Yeah.
They lived in a kubo. Hmm. Nothing. No electricity, no running water, no...
Oh, wow. And then nung ano pa lang? Ano
80s
pa
yun.
College ka na nun, di ba? You could have actually...
No, early 80s eh. So I would have been grade school pa. Yeah, grade school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, grade
school. No, high school.
High school, whatever. Huwag ka nga magpanggap. Early 80s.
Ay, hindi. Hindi, 81 is first year high school.
Oh,
so kung 1980, edi grade school pa.
Talagang on a technicality.
Oh, still.
Early 80s, hindi naman 1980 eh.
Kaya nga, edi ang 80s pa rin yun.
Ay, nako, whatever. Okay.
Pinanggal ano yung 70s, 1980.
Whatever!
So, saan decade nagbibelong ang 1980? 70s.
Ay, nako.
Early
80s. Because if we meant... if I meant 1980, then I would have just said 1980 and not the early 80s.
But it belongs to the early 80s.
Early 80s, but you're already in high school. You're not grade school.
Oh, ayang, hindi. Sinasabi ko nga, kung nangyari yun 80s, edi 1980, edi grade school.
Basta ang point is, bago ako pinanganak, nag-aaral ka na.
Okay nga. And, Renetic says, ay, ang gwapo pala ni General MacArthur. Sayang wala si Del.
Was he really a good-looking guy? Because he's always in shape.
Yeah. You couldn't see.
Can't see his eyes.
He was always standing at attention.
Yeah.
Well.
And then Stealthy Rashi says, I really want to travel. I wish Pangea would break into 7. Buo pa siya nun.
Buo pa nung time na yun.
And the top, Kokodik tweets, comes from two people, Blitzkrieg and, let me see here, and Cheyenne.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
So, una si Blitzkrieg. Wow, Rainbow, salamat. Makakababa na kami sa arko.
Nasa boat ka ni Noah.
At saka isa pa, from Cheyenne. Ay, puyat na naman. Bad trip tong kapitbahay ko. Pokpok ng pokpok. Gumagawa ng arko.
24/7. Alright.
Alright. So, thank you very much. Again, can I just thank everybody who's been tweeting me like crazy?
Go for it.
Thank you very much. I will try to respond to as many people as I could. I will start the moment the show is over.
What's your birthday wish?
Do you want me to answer that for him?
No. I have a lot, pero not for on air.
No, the one that you can say on air.
Oh, second. The one,
something juicy enough to be said on air.
Something
but
juicy.
Nothing too revealing.
I'd probably say... Sana marami tayo mga mag-guest on the show. This year.
Okay
yan,
okay
yan.
One of which will be your celebrity crush.
Maybe, who knows?
One of which could be a video
who
one.
Knows? Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows, Dili?
Wait, with me out of the picture for 2 months, you know, it could be that somebody will be stepping in. And who knows who that will be?
Diba? Or it could be that with you out of the picture, somebody might step out of the closet.
Is that you, Gino? Is that you? Might that be you?
His debut.
Look, all I'm asking is that when these things happen, I want to be there. Yeah,
di ba? Kaya nga nung nag-come out si Gino Boy, asar na asar ako.
Ay, nako, di ako nag-come out. Okay.
Sige, fine. Nandito pa rin ako.
It was such a juicy 15-minute conversation.
Yes, it
was.
Let's
just say, it really was. But you know what's not fair?
What?
Because what people hear is how he talks about that side of his sexuality. What doesn't get on the air is the sleazy hetero side.
Oh. Asa talagang para sinabi natin na meron siya.
Na meron talaga akong hetero side.
Non-hetero side.
Well, there's that. So maybe one of these days, questions will be asked and then it will give rise to some honesty.
It'll give rise.
To some rise. Arise.
To but, some other things also.
So, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Chico.
Happy 60th, Chico.
Whatever.
Happy 60th, Chico.
I will let you get away with it just for today.
Pwede sa mang libre na pag nag-apply ka ng passport, madali na kasi senior lane ka na.
Oh, yeah. OA ka, matagal pa yun. Nakakasar.
Grabe, sobra naman. 3 years pa, 3 years.
Hoy!
Talaga.
I'm kidding.
Sobrang, that's not true.
Ilan?
3 years pa, di ba?
Uy, utot ha? Of course not.
I was just about to say, grabe ka naman, Del. Sinabi mo yung tunay niyang age.
And hey, and but thank you to everybody who also like sent in stuff to Dr. Abello, to our Svensson family.
They texted me that there's a surprise.
Yes, there is.
What's the surprise?
It's their gift.
What is the gift?
Well, I haven't opened it yet.
It's a...
You have to open it.
I know. I'll open it. I'll take a picture. I took a picture first na unwrapped. Tapos later, pag naked, then I'll take
pag
a picture.
Naked?
Oh, wow.
Hindi, pag unwrapped. Pag unwrapped.
Yeah,
who knows?
Who knows?
Bye, both.
All right.
Everything happens on Instagram.
Yes. So, thank you.
Bye, guys.
Happy get birthday. Well soon, Del. Happy birthday, Chico.
Bye-bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.